This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic phrase of the day is chained CPI. President Obama used it in his budget today as a way to cut Social Security payments. The idea, speaking really broadly here, is that when the price of certain goods goes up, consumers typically switch to lower cost substitutes. If the price of, say, steak rises, they switch to hamburger. And so inflation overall, and thus Social Security payments, rise more slowly. Commentator Robert Reich, though, points out that not everything has an easy down market replacement. Take, just for instance, he says, healthcare for seniors.
Under the president's plan, we could save more than $100 billion on Social Security over the next 10 years by using this lower measure of inflation. The problem is the elderly spend a much larger share of their incomes on healthcare than the rest of us. When prices go up on some aspects of healthcare, cheaper substitutes may not be available or as effective. If a doctor prescribes a particular test or procedure, most patients, particularly the elderly, are not going to argue in the first place. In addition, the costs of health care have been rising faster than inflation. Because seniors buy more health care than the rest of us, even Social Security's current inflation adjustment may understate the true impact of inflation on them. Social Security benefits are already meager for most recipients. The median income of Americans over 65 is under $20,000 a year, and most depend on Social Security for more than half of it. The average Social Security benefit is less than $15,000 a year. Besides, Social Security doesn't contribute to the budget deficit, and it's not in serious trouble. Its trust fund is flush for at least two decades. If we want to ensure its solvency beyond that, we don't have to hurt beneficiaries. We could raise the cap on income subject to Social Security taxes, which is now nearly $114,000, or fully tax the payout for wealthy beneficiaries. So why is the president even suggesting the chained CPI for Social Security? Republicans aren't asking for it. Not even Paul Ryan's draconian budget includes it. Democrats invented Social Security and have been protecting it for almost 80 years. They shouldn't be leading the charge against it.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Aftershock: The Next Economy and America's Future.